May 1, 1900, the Eucharist and the Cross. Suffering is not to be feared. After I received communion, my sweet Jesus made himself seen all affability. And as it seemed that the confessor was placing the intention of the crucifixion, my nature felt almost a repugnance to submit itself. My sweet Jesus, to cheer me, told me, "My daughter, if the Eucharist is the deposit of the future glory, the cross is the disbursement with which to purchase it. If the Eucharist is the seed which prevents corruption, like those aromatic herbs that prevent decomposition when applied to cadavers, and gives immortality to soul and body, the cross embellishes and is so powerful that if debts have been contracted, it becomes their guarantor, and it more surely obtains the restitution of the debt's deed. And after it has satisfied every debt, it forms for the soul the most refulgent throne in the future glory. Ah, yes, the cross and the Eucharist alternate, and one operates more powerfully than the other." Then he added, "The cross is my flowery bed, not because I did not suffer harrowing spasms, but because by means of the cross I delivered many souls to grace, and I could see many beautiful flowers bloom, which would produce many celestial fruits. So, in seeing so much good, I held that bed of suffering as my delight, and I delighted in the cross and in suffering. You too, my daughter, take pains as delights, and delight in being crucified on my cross. No, no, I do not want you to fear suffering, almost wanting to act as a sluggard. Up, courage. Be brave and, on your own, expose yourself to suffering." As he was saying this, I saw my good guardian angel ready to crucify me. I stretched out my arms on my own, and the angel crucified me. Oh, how good Jesus delighted in my suffering! And how content I was, that such a miserable soul could give pleasure to Jesus. It seemed a great honor for me to suffer for love of him.